Hey, John, it's Matt Marr calling in.
Hey, Matt Marr, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. So what's up?
So, good to talk to you.
Right now, I'm about to let my dog and put him out in the back porch, so that way if he starts barking, you won't be able to hear it.
Oh, okay. What kind of dog do you have?
Well, let me preface it by saying this. I'm a big dog guy.
Okay.
I like big dogs.
Yeah.
We have a Maltipoo, who's like, it's like half Maltese, half poodle.
Oh, a ginormous dog.
Yeah, huge. His name is Oliver. He has all the intelligence of a poodle, but the neurotic behavior of a Maltese. So he's really smart and somewhat depressed all the time.
So Oliver's on the back porch now.
Yeah, well, actually, he's not going to work because he apparently is really mad that I put him out there.
We're chatting with Matt Marr. Checking out your website, mattmarrmusic.com. You got a really cool video there that kind of explains the title track off your CD. Not to jump right into it, but I've listened to it several times, like all day yesterday, and I'm a big fan of All the People Said Amen.
Oh, thank you very much. I would like to say that everything that you know you do as an artist is you've premeditated it, and it's all very well thought out. At this point in my life, maybe I'll get there, but I'm, you know, being a parent and touring and writing songs for other people as well as being an artist in your own right.
Yeah.
I tend to kind of stumble into what I'm doing in the sense of like always having a sense of the big picture. I think you go through times when you do, and I think there's other times where you're just sort of focused on what you're doing. You know, with this record, we didn't really know what was going to be next. Kept running into this same thing of people saying, I didn't know you were the guy who wrote that song and that song and that song. So I thought, well, I'm just going to take all those songs and put it on one record. And what happened was is that when we went into the studio and recorded new songs with it, it became sort of this musical collage. Hmm. So it really all came together the day we actually made the collage that is the cover of the album. It was kind of this real Spirit of God moment where it was like, I was like, oh, the record's a musical collage, and this collage represents where I've been and where I am and where I'm going. And not only that, but, you know, I thought of Ephesians 2:10, which talks about where God's handiwork, you know, created for the good works which he's prepared for us in advance. So all of a sudden it became this realization of like, well, the church is like a big, one giant big work of art.
Hmm.
And, but it looks probably a little bit to people like a collage.
We're chatting with Matt Marr.
So the last time we saw you, Matt, you were recently married and had a baby on the way.
Yep.
How has life changed since then?
Yeah, he's no longer on the way. He is here.
He has arrived.
He's in the building. Yeah, Connor's, I mean, he's 21 months already, and he's just all boy. This morning I got up, and I was checking my email, and, you know, I could hear Connor kind of running around, and so I kind of figured, well, this is fine. I checked my email, and all of a sudden I hear my wife going, oh, wow. And I know when she says that, it's like I'm about to see a spectacle. And I walked into the kitchen, and he was sitting on the floor, and he'd taken all the sandwich Ziploc bags out of the box, all the different sizes, like large, medium, and small, strewn them all over the kitchen floor, and then was sort of like picking at one, you know. And it's just, that's just what little kids, that's what boys do, you know. It's just, they're just curious and they're getting into everything. And he's really unbelievable. I mean, I really do more and more realize why God gives us this ability to help join in his plan for creation by helping create another human life. It's because we learn more about who we are in God's eyes as you're learning to be a parent. For me, it's made me treasure the sacredness of it more and to be less focused on myself and more focused on my family. Yeah, it's awesome. He's doing great. And I'm glad our dog hasn't had a nervous breakdown because of him.
We're still waiting for that, by the way.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think if you look up the word boy in the dictionary, it just says a noise with dirt on it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's what boys are.
That's a pretty good definition.
Never a dull moment, that's for sure.
My son is the biggest prophet in my life right now, and he preaches more to me about the nature of my relationship with God, who is our Father, and just that dynamic.
Matt Marr, our guest this morning. Thank you so much, Matt. We're going to put a link to your website and everything else on the Morning Show page, and always appreciate the chance to catch up with you.
You too. Thank you so much.
Dial us up anytime at WCSG.org.